I just got up here and everybody just got quiet, right? Like that. That was pretty. Let's try that again. Welcome. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Barnegie Hall. We're so glad that you joined us this afternoon. Here we are at what we call D5s, our fifth workshop of Project Drew. So glad to be here with you all. And we'll tell you more about our program as we go on. But to begin with, Project Drew is started and founded in honor of and tribute to my cousin Drew Ferguson, and the acronym stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors. So that's what we did yesterday. Our workshops start on a Saturday, a small circle of us with veterans and songwriters to introduce ourselves, and then really just pair off to take some time and space to listen to each other. Okay, we want each of our veterans to have a great experience, that someone listened to them to tell a story, their story, many stories, and some of those you'll hear today as our songwriters have, 24 hours later, converted that into a creative piece of music for us all to enjoy and share to spread awareness. So that's what we're here to do today. And before we move along, I want to introduce our founder and director of Music on a Mission, Marilyn Zeidner.
Thanks, everybody. And thank you for coming to support our veterans. Music on a Mission is a nonprofit where we take the benefits of music to people with different needs of all ages, and this is just one of many programs that we have. And I want to first thank the veterans. Thank you for your service, and it's an honor to hear your stories and share your memories. And yesterday I realized that besides your in your service, besides the fact that you kept us safe and protected us, you also were making history. So we need to hear your stories and sing your songs. So thank you. And the songwriters are just incredible that they can do this 24 hours later, sometimes with lots of life in between yesterday afternoon and today. So thank you for your talent and time. And Mike couldn't be a better partner in the world for this. And Jim, who does all of this, the whole barn is Jim's. And Eric for running sound, just everybody. And Chris isn't here yet, right?
Not yet.
No, Chris for being our creative person who did our flyers and all that. So I just want to thank everybody and enjoy the songs.
So part of doing these workshops is a learning process, and we learn and improve as we go. So what I've learned to do is maybe do kind of the announcement stuff at the beginning, because there's some really touching, poignant things that we shared. It's hard to follow a touching song with, you know, hey, go check out our website. So a couple dates to keep in mind. So we have another workshop in 2 weeks, D6 as we call it, and then we'll gather here on November 4th for a small fundraiser, and it's a tribute to our veterans show. So it's not another workshop, but we're inviting as many songwriters and veterans as can join us to celebrate the songs of the last year. So 6 workshops worth of songs to come together like this and share those, and we'll record those versions again, and I'll share those going forward. So November 4th, so a week before Veterans Day this year. January 27th is a Sunday, and there'll be a fundraiser, our first Project Drew fundraiser, gonna be held at Avon Lake High School. So lots more coming with a new website and information and dates forthcoming, but wanted to mention those to you all while we have you here and have your attention. And the Drew website will be part of musicmissioninc.com. I always get that mixed up. It is musicmissioninc.com, not org. So check out musicmissioninc.com and for lots of information there. Okay, good. So so let's get started. I'll say it's been over a year now since Drew died, and we think about him every day, you know, and as we do so, few things, you know, come to mind. We talk about how important it is to say his name, and how we get to say his name every time we talk about Project Drew, and that we're all here together. Over the summer, my wife Lexi and I were talking in the kitchen, where like a lot of our good conversation happens in the kitchen, and I just started thinking about if he were sitting here with us. If he was just sitting here with us, what would I say? What would I want him to know? So I just thought about that for a while, and pursued that, and what emerged were some few messages for Drew, and really what I think are for all of us to keep in mind. And so I'd like to share that with you. And in honor of Drew and all of our veterans and songwriters in Project Drew, I'll dedicate this song to you. This is called I Will Sing Your Song.